This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم ما بعد our دعاء وذا قرآن إن شاء الله تعالى number 20 from سورة غافر that is chapter 40. Allah سبحانه وتعالى he says الذين يحملون العرش ومن حوله يسبحون بحمد ربهم ويؤمنون به ويستغفرون للذين آمنوا ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما فاغفر للذين تابوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ Those angels who carry the throne and those around it glorify the praise of their Lord. Have faith in Him and seek forgiveness for the believers they're praying. Our Lord, You encompass everything in Your mercy and knowledge, so forgive those who repent and follow Your way and protect them from the torment of the hellfire. رَبَّنَا وَأَدْخِلْهُمْ جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ الَّتِي وَعَدْتَهُمْ وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ Our Lord, admit them into the gardens of eternity which You have promised them. Along with the righteous among their parents, spouses, and descendants, You alone are truly the Almighty, All-Wise. وَقِهِمُ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَمَنْ تَقِ السَّيِّئَاتِ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَقَدْ رَحِمْتَهُ وَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ And protect them from the consequences of their evil deeds. For whoever you protect from the evil of their deeds on the day will have been shown your mercy. That is truly the ultimate triumph. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amen. Brothers and sisters, this dua is very special and very unique. Why? Who can tell me? Huh? The angels are making the dua for you. The angels are making dua for you. That's number one. So someone else make a dua for you. But there's something much more important. What is that? It's still around what you just mentioned. The angels. But what is more important than that, Jama'ah? What angels are making dua for you? Who are they? Hamalatul Arsh. The one who are carrying the throne. How many are they? Anyone knows? How many? Eight. وَيَحْمَلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةً And on that day, there will be eight angels who will be carrying the throne of your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. Now, how many angels Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created so far? Can you even count the angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created? Absolutely not. Do they count in billions? Well, if you say billions, you still can count them. So there is really no, it's endless. In the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates every single day. He creates creation 70,000 plus, which means a lot of angels. And they go and they make tawaf of al-bayt al-ma'mur in the seventh heaven, and they leave to fulfill the tasks, and they never come back again. That's every single day. And you can imagine from the time Allah created this universe until today, how many angels are there. So these are so many. But how many Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tasked to carry the throne? Only eight. So can you now imagine how different these angels are? Can you imagine how big they are? How massive, how huge? Again, the throne Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ascends above it in a way that it suits His majesty. But just to show us the glory, He subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَمْ يَمَيْدًا ثَمَانِيَةً Only eight angels will carry the throne of your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. The description, just to show you how magnificent, how great these angels are, in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he described that the angels who are carrying the throne will be as they were carrying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's throne. He described the distance between the earlobe to the shoulder of one of those angels. He says, will be the distance of flying a flying bird for 500 years. Can you imagine that? If you can even visualize that, how massive in proportion his shoulders, his arms, his wings, all that size. How big is that going to be, Jama'ah? And all these angels, look how magnificent, how great, how strong they are. They still humble themselves and they would say, Subhanaka Rabbi ma a'zamak, all praise to you, my Lord, you are the greatest. Look how great these angels to us in terms of the creation, the proportion of that creation. We're nothing to them, not even a speck of a dust, Jama'ah. This is how magnificent this creation is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now saying to us, those angels who are now being tasked with one of the most significant task to carry the throne of the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, these angels, they worry about you. La ilaha illallah. They worry about you and I. And they're making dua for us. So what do they say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قال, الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَ. So the angels who are carrying the throne, and those also surrounding the throne, which means the angels as well too. Not just these eight, the other angels as well. يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. They praise the Lord of subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they're free from all deficiencies. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they say, subhanallah, they say, alhamdulillah, right? They make the praise of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ, believing in Allah Azza wa Jal, and then, وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And then they seek forgiveness for those who believed. What do they say? رَبَّنَا, our Lord. وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةٍ. Your mercy encompasses everything. وَعِلْمَ, your knowledge encompasses everything. You know them, and your mercy can take care of them, and can also be for them. فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا. Ya Allah, by your ultimate supreme knowledge and your vast mercy, we ask you that you accept the tawbah of those who repent to you. فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ, and follow your straight path. وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ, and guard them against the fire of hell. Look how much dua they say. First of all, they say, اغْفِرْ, forgive them. Then, for who? Specifically those who repent to you. قالوا واتبعوا وقهم عذاب الجحيم, and protect them against the fire of hell. ربنا, our Lord, وأدخلهم, and admit them جنات عدن, those garden of Eden, التي وعدتم, you have promised them. ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم, not just you, also your families, your parents, your children, your spouses, so the best is your immediate family, they say, your immediate family. Hopefully, because our immediate family is supposed to be with us on this journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they deserve that reward as well too. قال إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. You alone are truly the Almighty, All Wise. Ya Allah, وقهم السيئات. So that's in the Akhirah. Reward them with Jannah and protect them against السيئات, which means the consequences of the evil deeds. Which means what? Jahannam. So admit them to Jannah. Protect them from the consequence of their bad deeds, which be Jahannam. قال وَمَنْ تَقِ السَّيِّئَاتِ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَقَدْ رَحِمْتَ. Because we know, if you protect anybody from their سَيِّئَاتِ and the consequence of their evil deeds, you have given them Rahman, mercy. And that mercy will be to be admitted to Jannah. وَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And that is truly the ultimate triumph. So what we learn from this dua, if the angels, not any angels, that the carriers of the throne, those who've been tasked with the greatest task, they're making dua for you. They worry about you. So what about us human beings? How much do we worry about our brothers and sisters, our neighbors, our own children, our spouse, our in-laws? How much we worry about the brothers and sisters and the ummah in Gaza, Palestine, in Kashmir, our brothers and sisters, the Uyghur in China, the Rohingya, everywhere around the world? How much we worry about our brothers and sisters, those who are suffering injustice in this society? And even how much we worry about not just the Muslims, subhanAllah, humanity, ya jama'ah. Just having mercy on the people. How much we worry about these people? Knowing that, subhanAllah, our society is falling apart. We have seen now the Western values being exposed, especially in the circumstances that happened in Gaza, shows the hypocrisy of this world. And how corrupt the system completely, from all the way from above all the way down, and how much people really need that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much dua we do for them? How often do you make dua for your non-Muslim neighbors, from non-Muslim community that you live in? How much you make dua for them, ya jama'ah? Even the Anbiya made dua for their non-believing communities, hoping for the rahmah for them, and also for being accepted. So that dua from the angels is teaching us that we also need to remember others in our dua, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Make sure, as the last 10 nights coming in, inshallah, azza wa jal, to put that in your dua list. Not just for your personal needs, but everybody else. The Muslims, and also to guide our non-Muslim neighbors and friends and co-workers and so on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put baraka in your dua, ya rabbal alameen. So let's make this dua, inshallah, ta'ala, together, bin Allah azza wa jal. ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما فاغفر للذين تابوا واتبعوا سبيلك وقهم عذاب الجحيم ربنا وأدخلهم جنات عدن التي وعدتهم ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم وقهم السيئات ومن تق السيئات يومئذ فقد رحمته واجعلهم من الفائزين ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما فاغفر للذين تابوا واتبعوا سبيلك وقهم عذاب الجحيم ربنا وأدخلهم جنات عدن التي وعدتهم ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم وقهم السيئات ومن تق السيئات يومئذ فقد رحمته واجعلهم من الفائزين ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما فاغفر للذين تابوا واتبعوا سبيلك وقهم عذاب الجحيم ربنا وأدخلهم جنات عدن التي وعدتهم ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم وقهم السيئات ومن تق السيئات يومئذ فقد رحمته واجعلهم من الفائزين ربي انصرني على القوم المفسدين ربي إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين ربي نجني وأهلي مما يعملون ربي هب لي حكما وألحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين واجعلني من ورثة جنة النعيم واغفر لأبي واجعله من المهتدين ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين ربي أعوذ بك من همزات الشياطين وأعوذ بك ربي أن يحضرون ربي أنزلني منزلا مباركا وأنت خير المنزلين ربي لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين ربي إني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين ربي زدني علما ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربي هب لي من لدنك وليا واجعله ربي رضيا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا ربي أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا اللهم ارحم والدي كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم آمين جزاكم الله خير. Those who would like to join us inshallah for the qira'ah, we're reading from Juz 20, the first two pages of Juz 20 inshallah ta'ala.